Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company, and we appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by AppletreeMediaWorks.com. We appreciate them very much. And also, Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. We appreciate their support, too. Folks, just want to remind you, please go to our website. Download the free app for your iPhone or your Android. With that app, you can listen to this radio program anywhere in the world at any time, right there on your smartphone. And we appreciate that very much. We just went over a two-year period, just went over 500,000 downloads. We're really excited about that. I got a sneaking suspicion we're going to hit 1 million within the year. So we appreciate your help with that. Joining us today, we've got Julie Alderman from Media Matters. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Julie, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You do great work at Media Matters, and we appreciate getting the opportunity to talk to you. The media should not fall for the Casey Graham healthcare kabuki. Well, that's my word, not yours. But why is that? I mean, because a lot of people were very concerned, and I will tell you, I am still telling my friends to pick up the phone and call their senator and make sure that your senator knows with crystal clarity where you stand on this.
Absolutely, and that's very good advice. So Cassidy Graham is the newest bill. It looked like it was a little far off last week, but now it looks like it actually has a path to become law. It's the latest GOP plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. And what this plan has been in the works and floated for months, and what Senators Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham have attempted to do during that time is frame it as a compromise of sorts, basically saying, you know, Democrats can do what they want, Republicans can do what they want by giving money to the states directly through block grants, by block granting Medicaid. But that is so deceiving and so far off.
Right. That's... They are saying that... yeah, you're right. This is insidious. And that's like... letting the fox guard the hen house, because there's no guarantee that once that money is given to the state, that money is going to be used effectively to protect people's health and will not be used for whatever religious or authoritarian type method they want to use it for.
So the funding formula is interesting with this, and by interesting, I mean terrible. I believe it's been 31 states have expanded Medicaid so far. I think it's about that number. So what it does is it basically says, I don't care if you've expanded Medicaid or not, we're just going to put this money into a pool and divide it up per capita, meaning per person. So that basically takes states like New York and California that have expanded Medicaid and have seen great results for that, and basically says, we're going to take away money from you and make what you're doing less effective and give money to states that haven't expanded Medicaid, which are largely Republican states. So what it does is it basically makes the Democratic governors and legislatures look like they're not doing enough to make it work, whereas they're rewarding people who've been utterly irresponsible by not expanding Medicaid.
I get that, and that's horrific. And how do we continue the education process? Because literally, we could have a vote on this next week.
We could, and that's what Republicans are trying to do. They're going to hold a short hearing on Monday to just basically check off a box. But it's all about reading and making sure that people who have been positively impacted by the Affordable Care Act, of which there are thousands of people who wouldn't be alive without the ACA, making sure their stories get heard, making sure that people understand and your senators understand how important it is to everyday life. I mean, I couldn't afford much of my health care if it wasn't for the ACA, and I know many of my friends,
right,
colleagues are in the same boat.
You know, this is kind of like a double whammy, because we just had our Republican president reduce the amount of money that was available for reminding the public that the Affordable Care Act open season was here. Mm-hmm. So now they're trying to cut back. I mean, this is a way of harming the Affordable Care Act, and now we're seeing them come after it again, even though insurance companies have surged back into the program, and now it's hard to find a place that isn't covered covered with insurers.
Yeah, I mean, there are no more bear counties in the U.S., which is amazing because the Trump administration is actively trying to sabotage this law. Like you said, Trump has basically eliminated almost all of the funding to go towards advertising for open enrollment. We've seen Price take money that was supposed to advertise, Secretary of Health and Human Services Tom Price, take money that was allocated to advertise for Obamacare and spend it on a campaign against Obamacare. So you're just seeing people being utterly irresponsible and trying to sabotage this so they can say, oh, well, our plan may actually work, even though it's nothing. This is a tax cut disguised as a health care bill.
Right, exactly. You know, obviously, I would be delighted to send people to read the stuff that you're doing. But, Julie, do you have a favorite neutral site that explains what's going on with the Affordable Care Act and why it's so important that we do this right?
Yeah, so a lot of the work that one of the first places I go when I want to read up about healthcare is the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. That's cbpp.org. They have a lot of empirical evidence that shows the massive gains that the ACA has shown and how these laws will impact them. Also, the Center for American Progress at americanprogress.org. They've done a lot of great stuff on all these awful plans that Republicans have proposed the past couple months. There are, of course, plenty of other organizations. I wish I had time to mention all of them.
There you go. Julie, this is an important thing, and I'm telling people, call your senator, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. It's very important. Keep calling. Keep reminding them. Latest polls, how many people... What's the percentage of people in the United States that are approving of the Affordable Care Act right now?
It's over 50%, which is the highest it's been almost ever.
There you go. I mean, and what's the approval rate of Trump care?
The last iteration of this bill, the Senate bill, was about between 12 and 17%. So if that's a hill you want to die on, go for it.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and it's funny because the more people actually find out about the Affordable Care Act, the more they're going, yeah, no, they're not really throwing grandma off the cliff, are they?
Yeah,
Julie,
exactly.
Julie, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate it. Glad I got a giggle out of you. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
You can check out our website, mediamatters.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at MMFA, and I am on Twitter. I'm at Julie Alderman with an underscore at the end.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.